Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I think I know the exchange now. You miss a day of work, you lose your e-bike.
Oh, that e-bike's been gone for a while.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, you just haven't noticed.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, yeah, it has.
It's been gone for a week.
Almost.
You guys are lying to me.
Right hand up. That e-bike...
They're telling the truth.
Mo, I'm looking at you.
I had nothing to do with this.
No, it couldn't have been a week because he came in here last week and he like lifted up and it's like, oh, no, it's not that heavy.
I think it happened either Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
I think it actually might have been Tuesday.
I think it might have.
I remembered it being pointed out on Tuesday and it wasn't there.
It was Tuesday because I was out sick on Wednesday and we did it on Tuesday. So it's been exactly 1 week that the e-bike's been gone.
I don't trust any one of you guys.
No, I swear to you, it's been exactly 1 week. Abby is right because I was out Wednesday.
It was Tuesday for sure.
You got to remember, you're the guy who didn't notice that we were wearing the same clothes for a week.
I don't trust you.
I kept asking everybody every day. Every time I come in, I'm like, has he asked about the e-bike? And everybody's like, no.
I don't believe this.
It's been gone. Call the security footage.
Yeah. I want to see the footage. I don't believe it.
Look again. Maybe it's one of those fold-up bikes.
What have you guys got for it? Clearly, I wasn't going to like fix it. So
yeah.
Just give the money to Burt's Big Adventure. All right, Jackson, what are we doing in here this morning, man?
First of all, happy AAPI month, everybody. That is Asian American and Pacific Islander month.
Should we be wishing that to you?
Well, I think it's just a general thing that I can wish to everybody, and therefore, in return, it comes back to me, right?
Happy AAPI month. There you go.
Thanks, everyone. And so AAPI month is pretty cool because it's a time where we kind of get to celebrate some of the culture and heritage of the Asian community, which I feel like goes a little bit underrepresented sometimes. And so because of that, I decided that this morning we're going to start off with a little bit of a game, okay? Does anyone here know their Chinese zodiac animal?
I used to know.
Did you pick this?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Is this not the same as the zodiac sign?
It's different than your astrological sign.
Because it's the animal that was like, it's like your Chinese New Year animal, the year you were born?
It's based on the year that you were born.
Okay.
There are 12 different animals, and there's also...
Manatee is not one.
Manatee.
I know whatever mine was, I wasn't excited about. It's like a pig.
Yeah.
A pig is one of them.
Something like
snake.
That.
Is one of them. Yeah. Dragon.
Rat.
Yeah. I think mine was rabbit.
Rabbit, okay. So no one really has any real idea of this. So when I was growing up, the only way that I found out about this was at some of these Chinese restaurants that I would go to, around the menu, they would have like all of the 12 animals and the specific years that they all, you know, coincided with. And so that's the only reason why I knew this. But then I've noticed that a lot of people, especially amongst my Asian friends, know this kind of like that everyone mainly knows their normal astrological sign. But I didn't realize that it wasn't as common for everybody to know this. So I've come up with a small game here where basically I found all of your specific animals and also the specific year that you were born in coincides with one of five elements, and those are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can be like, I, for example,
a wood rabbit.
You could be a wood rabbit. Exactly.
Okay.
And so I found all of yours, and I'm going to read the descriptions, and you're going to try and guess who it belongs to. Obviously, once we get through a couple of these, we're going to be able to, you know, process elimination.
Okay. All right.
First up, we have, has elegant appearance and noble characteristics, kind, gentle, and patient, impartial, honest, and frank, and will never scheme against others, popular amongst friends because they are always willing to help.
And who's in on this? Everybody in this studio or the whole staff?
The four of you.
Four of us.
Yes.
Do it again. Read it one more time. There's a couple of things that threw me off there.
Has elegant appearance and noble characteristics, kind, gentle, and patient, impartial, honest, and frank, and will never scheme against others. Popular amongst friends because they are always willing to help.
I feel like that doesn't sound like any of us.
Who in here is elegant?
It's like pieces of all of us.
Right. There's one line in there that generally eliminates one of us each time.
Do you want to hear the negative things and maybe that'll help
a little bit?
Tend to be pessimists and very sentimental, which leads to negative thinking. Stubborn.
Now I'm feeling Abby.
Stubborn.
could be Mo, could be Abby.
I don't feel like Abby's so much stubborn as you are. I feel like you're the most.
I think I'm going me.
There's nothing elegant about me.
I'll go Mo. I feel like Mo's kind of elegant.
Since Mo called himself, we'll all go Mo.
Mo.
0-1. That was Kristen.
That was you.
This?
Really?
Oh.
Kristen, you are an earth sheep.
An earth sheep.
Yes.
Yes. I really thought I was a rabbit for whatever.
An earth sheep. Okay. The manatees of the farm.
Yes. Otherwise known as. Here we go. We've got kind-hearted and can help their friends and family selflessly. Patient and tireless while doing their best to achieve their goals. Self-sufficient and do not like the help of others. Full of confidence and courage so they keep calm in times of crisis.
I don't think that it's 100%.
It is not even. It's not even 10%.
Oh, no. This is the next one.
We've moved on.
It's making more sense now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were expounding on me.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Right, this is a new one. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Right. I'll do it again. Kind-hearted and can help their friends and family selflessly. Patient and tireless while doing their best to achieve their goals. Self-sufficient and do not like the help of others. Full of confidence and courage so they keep calm in times of crisis.
This Mo. Me.
Yeah, Mo.
I'm saying Mo.
Other than the patience part, yeah, I can see imagine me.
It
the
had patience, the through patience for you, yeah.
Correct. That is Mo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Right? And
what were the negatives on that one?
What is Mo, by the way?
Mo, you are a wood ox.
Oh, yeah.
That's
pretty cool. The negatives are easy to argue over trivial things. Sometimes too tough and strong on the outside to get along with others and often careless.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, you did get hit by a car.
That was careless on the other person.
That's true. You're accurate.
All right. Next one.
So it's between Abby and Bert.
Yep. We have amiable, courteous, gentle, honest, helpful, and compassionate, willing to help others and not expect returns, has popularity among colleagues and friends, loves staying in a tidy environment.
This one's not me.
Yeah, I'll go with me on most of it.
Okay, you want to hear the negatives first, too?
Sure.
Emotional and subjective, easily dominated by emotions, always have unrealistic ideas that are too stubborn to admit, pessimistic and rely on luck.
I don't feel like this one's me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's either one of us, really.
I mean, there was like a couple of like snippets that made me think of Bert, so I'm just going to go with Bert.
I'm going with Bert, too.
It is Bert.
Yeah.
Bert, you are a fire sheep.
Oh, I like that.
So you guys are the same animals.
Okay.
Fire sheep.
Go.
Earth sheep and fire
sheep.
Stay
on your side of the farm. We're going to be fine.
I don't want to turn into a lamb kebab. Thank you very much.
All right, Abby. Obviously, last and not least is you. You are a fire ox.
Oh. Okay.
So it's interesting how it's paired
up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Smart, kind-hearted, honest, diligent, creative, and practical. Strong sense of responsibility and are very hardworking.
Okay.
Negatives. Selfish, short-sighted, and narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Often find it not easy to become close friends with others. Less capable to respond immediately and be confident in their decisions.
Wow.
Does sound about right?
Yeah. I mean, does it not sound right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
As is all of these kind of things, right?
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a fire rat.
A fire rat.
Oh, you're trying to keep that to yourself, all right?
The Birch. Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Go.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
When it comes to the 6 a.m. buzz, I feel like I need a story that's just going to make my heart swell up. And while I was scrolling TikTok the other day, I came across this story from Coleman Domingo, which just made me believe in love again. I need stories of hope. I need to know that love exists and it's real and it's out there. And Coleman Domingo recently did this interview, this virtual interview with Vogue magazine, where he told this incredible story about how he met his current partner, who he's been with for like 10 years. He said he met them outside of a Walgreens. Well, he didn't meet them outside of a Walgreens. He saw him outside of a Walgreens. They both noticed each other, kind of clocked one another and was like, oh, you look cute. I look cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they kept moving on their way.
What's your prescription? Oh, you're only getting that for that? Okay, then I'll date you.
So they end up missing each other, but I guess they were both so infatuated with one another that they both went to Craigslist later that week.
No.
And one of them had posted an ad looking for the other.
What if I placed one of those Craigslist misconnections ads? I wonder if they even work. So I'm reading them. I'm reading all these silly ones, and I get to the second page, and I remember it's the third from the top, and it says, saw you outside of Walgreens, Berkeley. And I literally jumped up out of my chair, and I said, oh my God, that's him. That's him. And I clicked on, like I was scared. Like I reached out my long finger and clicked on it. And I read the whole caption. It said, I'm sorry. I hope this finds you. My friend and I were lost looking for a party. You were wearing this. You had a faux hawk. Again, 2005. You were wearing this and you had a Benetton bag draped around your back. And that was me.
So they ended up finding each other from a Craigslist ad. But not only that, they found each other from this ad because I guess they were both looking for each other. And they end up connecting, immediately going out and then going home with each other. And then Coleman Domingo said, as they're laying in bed together that night canoodling, he said that he instantly knew that this guy was going to change his life.
And I couldn't sleep. And about 4 a.m, I just felt something very overwhelming. And I thought he was asleep in my arms. And I said, I think I love you and you're going to change my life.
Oh my God. It's beautiful.
And I didn't know that he heard me, but he did. And we became domestic partners 6 months later. And then we've been together for 10 years and we got married 10 years later. So we've been together for 20. So that's our meet cute. And he's my best friend, my business partner. He's a good guy. He even gets more beautiful with age. I love being in a relationship with somebody, watching them grow and watching them become something different. It's just nice. It's really nice.
It's so sweet. It is so sweet.
It's like that call we had on a couple of weeks ago where the woman saw the guy in New York City and their eyes met. And then 9 days later, they were married.
It's so sweet. And actually, I had to tell myself this yesterday because I was out for a walk and I noticed that me and this guy were kind of like passing each other. Like he would get in front of me and then I'm a fast walker. So then I would get in front of him and then he would get in front of me. And the whole time I'm like, we both trying to like say hi to each other. Like we both look like we're around the same age and we never ended up like crossing paths while we were out for a walk. And I remember just going inside and being like, you know what? If we were supposed to meet, it would have happened. And if we are supposed to meet, it'll happen later. So if you need to believe in love, if you need something to make your heart swell up, I hope that did it for you. Cause that certainly did it for me with Coleman Domingo's interview with Vogue. All right. Dolly Parton says that she could never join a show like American Idol. This might be the most Dolly Parton thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. She did an interview with E! News where they did this game where like Dolly Woods and Dolly Wouldn'ts. And she said that Dolly wouldn't do a show like The Voice or American Idol because of this.
Dolly would or Dolly wouldn't?
Would you ever be a judge on a talent competition show like American Idol or The Voice?
I've been asked to do that a lot of times. It's too hard for me. That's why I don't accept it, because I know how sincere everybody is. Even if they're not that good, they believe they are, and I just can't hurt people.
She's so sweet.
She's so I couldn't see her being mean to somebody.
Which is weird, because Not all the time, but generally speaking, as people get older, like elderly people are not very nice and very much speak their mind and have no problem hurting people's feelings. So for Dolly to say that at her age, I find it very refreshing.
I just think that's part of her DNA, man. Oh. I think she's been like that since day one.
Uh-huh.
All right, I hope these stories put you in a feel-good mood, because it's about to get dark during E-Buzz for every single break. Tory Lanez is in critical condition after being stabbed 14 times in prison. And I'm going to tell you what was unexpected about the statement his team released on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, reminder, if you're listening this early to The Burt Show, you're going to miss a whole bunch later on, but you can catch it up on demand on your break at work or when you're driving home, whatever. We got a podcast, and you can listen to every single break on there on any podcasting platform.
The Burt Show.
It was either going to be a very profound conversation between me and a guy in the gym, or I was going to look like a complete weirdo. Let me tell you what happened. And then you tell me what you would do also, right? Do you know the difference between just having talking to yourself in your head and a loud voice in your head screaming at you to do something?
Yes.
You know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had anybody screaming in my head to do something.
Yeah, you might want to get that checked out.
We might be psycho.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember the last time you had it?
It was like, you mean instinctually, right? It's like your instincts are telling you to do something that you may not want to do. Is that what you mean?
I'm trying to pinpoint exactly what it is. I guess the example that I gave you guys a couple of weeks ago was when I was in church, right? And I went with my girlfriend Amanda, and the voice in my head wasn't just a thought. It felt like something very different. And that thought was, or the voice was over and over and over again, let it go, let it go, let it go, during the sermon, at a very profound part of the sermon also that connected with me. And I couldn't figure out, is that just me telling me something, or is that something bigger screaming in my head? Because there are two totally different things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I spoke about a story like this yesterday, actually, about a red cardinal, and that I kept seeing this cardinal, and every time I would see it, there was a voice in my head telling me that it was sending me a sign for life, and I didn't believe it. I kept, like, ignoring it, but the same cardinal kept showing up at the same place every day until I finally took a picture of it and it posed for me, and it kind of made me feel like that was the sign that I was looking for.
You guys haven't had anything like that.
I tell you what's more exciting is, instead of just having like your own voice inside your head and like talking or whatever, is to actually talk out loud in public. It really freaks people out.
Way more fun, right?
I have done that in our parking lot more times than I would like to count.
So I paid attention to it when I was in church, and I listened to that loud voice when it comes to those things when they pop into my head. The second one I had was last week. It was yelling in my head, yelling. It wasn't like a random thought like, hey, you should do this. And it was, ask Cassie how she's doing. Something's not right. And there was nothing in studio that would give me any indication that she was on the struggle bus. I mean, we all know that she's been living out of an RV and she's having a hard time. But she's been going through a very difficult time for 3 years now. And for whatever reason, it was, ask Cassie if she's okay. She's not okay. And I put it off for days and days and days, and I finally did. I couldn't deny it anymore while we were on the air, and she did. She broke down on the air and said she was really going through a very difficult time, right? That's the second time. This time was going to be a little bit stranger. So I'm in the gym, and let me try to paint the picture for you. So I get done with my workout, and I'm in the gym locker room at the very same time as a guy that looks like he's in maybe his early 70s, and he's got a tremendous amount of loose skin on him, right? So it's clear that he lost a lot of weight. I don't know if it was from illness or he was trying to lose weight. I don't even know what the story is. But he was really on the struggle bus. As he sat down, he took one of the lower lockers, because they're on top of each other. He took one of the lower lockers, and he was really breathing really hard. So I noticed it as I was getting my stuff, and this voice in my head was screaming at me over and over and over again to say something to the effect of, tell him that to not forget the struggle that has gotten him to this place right now, that he's doing great. And it was over and over and over in my head. Like, not a thought. It was like almost like a command. Because this guy was breathing so heavy. And he was trying to put his shoes on also. And I could just tell how much of a struggle it was. And that voice kept saying in my head, tell him he's come such a long way. Don't forget that. Right? So I turned to him and I couldn't do it.
Really?
It just felt too weird. It just felt really, really strange, right? So I'm starting to walk. It just...
I mean, you were. I know you were in the locker room. You weren't naked, were you?
No.
Okay.
That would've been weird. Yes.
So I didn't do it. It just felt too strange. Like, it almost felt like condescending or arrogant to think that I'm having some kind of voice in my head and I'm going to give this guy some... nugget that he really needed to hear. That thing's like, it feels like it only happens, you know, in the movies.
Mm-hmm. It's like, how self-important am I that I have like these? I get where you're coming from and I get why the hesitation. But I mean, either he receives it or he doesn't.
I get those. Now I understand more what you mean. That happens to me often. And most of the time I don't follow through. I do the same thing you did. But I do remember one day downstairs, actually, in this building, I was in the gym. There's an older lady who always would go and she would like, she just would be doing her thing. And one random day I got the same exact thought. It was weird. It was out of nowhere. I don't know why. But I followed through and I told her, I just want to let you know I see you every day and you are really crushing it. She started crying.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, I guess she really needed to hear that. And she would start asking me for advice every time she would see me after that. But I believe in that. I believe when you get a message like that, you're supposed to deliver it.
You missed your moment to make an old man cry.
Well, I didn't know what he was going to do. I might have been the old man that was crying. But in your case, it's very different. Like, you saw her and you paid her a compliment. This guy was clearly on the struggle bus, and it almost felt like I was going to give him a nugget from the universe that was using me as the mouthpiece, and it just felt ridiculously arrogant.
Oh, it would have totally come off that way. But here's the thing. When you're in those situations, if you really feel strongly about saying something, why not just strike up a conversation with the dude? And then, like, you know, a couple sentences in, then you drop the wisdom nugget. So then it's not like, hey, man, I'm the voice of God in the Planet Fitness locker room.
I guess walking out of the locker room, like, the last thing I'm thinking is, all right, let me strike up a conversation with this guy. I felt like wisdom stick and move, and that would be fine. I just couldn't do it, though. But if we're there again at the same time, and when you go to the gym, you see the same people over and over and over again. This is a new guy.
I know this now because I actually go.
I know. How about that?
That's crazy.
If I see him again and he's in the same situation, I'm going to say something to him.
You have to.
I have to say something to him.
The Burt Show.
Might be one of these cases where you guys are like, enough with the Diddy case, because there's going to be a lot of info coming out over the next couple of months as this trial just started.
Yep, just got started. They selected jurors last week, and the trial officially got started yesterday. And so Diddy, for those who don't know, he is facing 5 federal charges: sex trafficking, racketeering conspiracy, transportation of prostitution, obstruction of justice, and bribery.
Do we know how much time he's potentially looking at?
Life. So he could have taken a plea deal, which would have gave him a reduced sentence, but he decided to fight for it instead. And so he's looking at life. They expected the trial to last about 10 weeks.
10 weeks? Thing's going to go on for 10 weeks?
Content!
Going to have something to talk about every day.
I was thinking it was going to be longer than that, honestly.
I was too, actually.
Oh, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not going to televise any of it. They're only going to let select people in from the public. The prosecutors came out and gave their opening remarks. They're alleging that for over 2 decades, he exploited his celebrity status to coerce and abuse women during secret gatherings dubbed freak-offs involving drug-induced orgies that he allegedly filmed. The defense's opening statement is saying that Combs may have been jealous and occasionally violent, but insisted that all the alleged victims participated willingly in his sex life, and the defense said his physical abuse and love of baby oil are not federal crimes. The first 2 witnesses called to the trial was a security guard who was at the Intercontinental Hotel where that video happened of Diddy abusing his ex, Cassie. Cassie is also set to testify as a witness within the next couple of days. And they also brought a male escort to testify who has alleged that he has seen Diddy and Cassie perform
things in front of him, and that Cassie has, I mean, Diddy has also been violent towards him and Cassie as well, and he's witnessed it.
Having watched my fair share of true crime documentaries, I think what people have to remember when you go through a court case like this that's going to be lasting 10 weeks, prosecution goes first. So they're going to call all their witnesses first. So everything's going to be looking very, very damning against Diddy, right? And then defense will take their turn and, you know, and then, you know, have witnesses in support of him. So, you know, it's going to be easy to make like a knee-jerk decision or come up with like, you know, a knee-jerk opinion out the gate. But I think it's only fair that you wait until the trial is completely over before deciding if you think the man is guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, you're almost asking for the impossible.
I know I am.
I saw the photos of all that baby oil. I was like,
Yeah. You know, I think there's a difference between the court of public opinion and court. And I don't know what's going to happen in this case at all. But I do think that there are many people that when you have an opinion on what happened, you're not changing it now. Yeah. And the evidence isn't even going to have anything to do with it. You already have your opinion. I don't know if they'll ever sell another album.
Yeah, I doubt it, to be honest. But, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what he's actually thinking? They're reporting. The reporters who are there are saying that he's appearing very confident. He's looking everyone in the eye. He's even, like, going out of his way to make eye contact with everyone who is against him. But they does say he looks visibly stressed, and he's lost a lot of weight.
I did see a YouTuber that's actually, she's been in the courtroom as they've been preparing for the trial. I think her name is Stephanie Sue, and she said that she made a note that every single person from the press, Diddy made like a pointed effort to make extended eye contact with each member of the press, almost like it's a challenge, like who's going to break eye contact first. She said it was terrifying.
I was wondering, like, because I know that means something, right? Like, I know his team obviously has him doing that for a reason. I don't know if it's to show confidence or if it's to try to intimidate. I don't know. But yeah, they're making it very clear he's going out of his way to do it.
One of my sorority sisters that went to journalism school with me at UF is also covering the trial. Like, she is there, like, boots on the ground doing long form content for her job. And I was asking her, I was like, can you feed me any information? Like, this would be such a great resource for the show. And she's like, I literally cannot tell you anything, A, because it'll take forever because everything has to go through our lawyers. But she and the rest of like her colleagues are expecting Diddy and his entire team to pretty much use anything that said like slightly wrong like right out of like to be used as contempt of court. So they are being very tight-lipped about everything.
Yeah, I would think in these high price cases, court cases like this, when there's so much on the line and you have a celebrity and they're spending that kind of money, I think that's probably pretty standard procedure. It's like, look for anything that we can get this thing thrown out.
And they also struggling to get a lot of the obviously bigger name celebrities to testify, which I know the prosecution is trying to, but many of them really don't want anything to do with this.
And just from what, I mean, it's only been the first day. It's already so graphic.
Is it?
Yes.
I haven't read it.
Yeah. I've been waffling on how to even talk about it. I'm like, do I do 8 a.m.? Do I not? 9 a.m.? Yeah.
It's already really like first day out the gate, extremely graphic, which, you know, these the people who have come forward with the allegations against Diddy, who we would consider victims, my heart goes out to them for having to relive all this over again. Like it's just going to be a long, arduous process.
And the fact that so many people are claiming that he actually did not participate as much as you thought, he more so wanted to witness it and he wanted other people to do the participating, is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I can't imagine on a couple of different levels also the stress going around on everybody. You know, you've got the victims here that are like, okay, are we finally going to get our say? Is he finally going to stay in jail for the rest of his life? And then you got Diddy now. His whole life changes one way or the other within 10 weeks.
1,000%.
That's crazy, man. Okay.
I'll keep you guys posted.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Our attention spans are shrinking so much that the way that Hollywood and creators are starting to create content is very different now for that short attention span. Do you guys scroll on your phone while you're watching TV shows or movies?
Absolutely.
Yep, all the time.
You're doing two things at the same time now, right?
I need a small screen, I'm a medium screen, I'm a big screen.
Right, you're not fully into what you're watching because you're doing other things at the same time.
It irks my husband to, like, it pains him because I'll have my laptop on my lap and then I'll have my phone in my hand and then I'll have the TV on. And he goes, you know you're really not doing anything right now, anything productive whatsoever.
There are times when I'll be on my phone, miss something, rewind it, and then miss it again on the rewind.
Absolutely.
Like, it's bad, man.
So Hollywood knows this. Here's Pete Davidson giving you some insight on how Hollywood is changing things based on what we just talked about.
So streamers are now making movies and shows that are so simple that you could be on your phone and look up at any time and know what's going on. And you'll see it. You'll see some of them because every time they talk to the other character, they'll say that they'll be like, John. Yes, Pete. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow.
And that rather than like be like, how do we get people off the phone and make something really special? They're like, let's just make a movie that we could play while people are on TikTok.
Do you hear that? So what they're saying is they know you're not watching it anymore. So they are verbally saying the names of characters and verbally saying what's going on the screen because they know you're doing two things at the same time now.
Oh, man, we suck.
That is wild that they've had to make that adjustment.
Yes, right? It's craziness. All right, so Abby's brother is going to be entering a very exciting time of his life, but there are gatekeepers, and that is Mom and you.
It's a big deal. My brother is entering the engaged stage of life at some point. We don't know when, because we have had such a hard time trying to get him to even think about the proposal. He and his girlfriend went shopping for rings. I believe they decided on one. They have talked about the fact that they are going to get married. It is happening at some point. So when me and my brother were both in Florida this weekend for Mother's Day weekend, my mom and I thought, we're going to get to corner him for two whole days about these big plans that he needs to be thinking about. Because this is kind of a big deal, learning how to, or figuring out how you're going to propose to your lady.
Yeah.
So Friday comes around and it's, you know, kind of a casual night. We're all hanging out. We're at a beach bar. And my mom and I just start dropping hints. We're like, hey, like, have you like a concept for this proposal thing you're going to do? Like, have you made plans? And he's like, yeah, I'll think about it. We'll get to it. And so we're like, you know what? Let's ease into it. My brother, kind of uptight. We'll give him a couple of hours to sort of settle in. We'll talk about a whole couple hours.
You're so kind.
We'll bring it up again later in the night when he's had a couple of drinks in him. And then, you know, the night goes on. We don't talk about it. And then Saturday comes around. And Saturday is like this big day that my mom wanted to hang out as a family. It was really cute. The only thing she wanted for Mother's Day was to cosplay that me and my brother were going back to school shopping. So she took us to this big outdoor mall in Jacksonville called the Town Center. And she's like, I just want to get brunch. And then I want to take you guys to get some brand new shoes. And we're going to pretend like you guys are going high school again. I was like, well, I'm going to get a new pair of shoes out of this. I'm not going to complain. So we end up going to this restaurant. And it's a really nice environment. We went to Restoration Hardware, which if you've ever been there, it's like a real swanky spot, real nice brunch spot. And so my mom, I can kind of see her gearing up. She's like, okay, we're all sitting down. We're all facing each other. We got to sit here for 60 minutes until this meal is done. So she looks at my brother and she goes, so that proposal thing, like, you want to talk about it? And he goes, no, I don't want to think about it. And so then me and my mom start to get kind of frustrated. We're like, we want to look out for the woman he's going to marry. We want to make sure she's going to get the proposal of her dreams. And here is her son, my brother, totally fumbling the bag. And so we're like really freaking out. We're like, how are we going to convince this man to sit down and
figure out this thing that he's decided to do. Like, why do we have to bribe a grown man into doing the plans he said he was going to do?
Is he fumbling the bag, or does he just not want you and your mother to meddle?
No, he's not. If he had a plan, he'd be like, yeah, I'm going to do a beach shrine, and then, you know, I'm going to propose at 4 p.m. You know what I mean? Like, if he had just given us those details, he knows that would have shut us up. But we know my brother. He got no plans.
Got it.
So finally, we go back to school shopping. We get our brand new shoes, and then we come home. And then my mom knows, I know exactly how to get my son to talk. She goes to the garage. She opens up the fridge. She pulls a Corona out, and she sits it in front of my brother, and she goes, we're about to talk this out. And my brother goes, is that a Corona Lime? She's like, yes. And suddenly he was all down to chat and plan out this proposal. So all it took was a nice beer to get my brother to settle down and actually start making some plans for the proposal.
Mother always knows.
She knows best. So now we have a plan, I think.
I'm guessing it goes something like this, where a guy has ring in pocket for the most part. I mean, oh, Cass, you got to tell him the complicated story that Chad, the engagement from your husband. But most guys, I think, are putting the ring in their pocket, and they're like, it'll hit me when it hits me.
My husband planned out this whole thing. He knew I liked Monopoly. So what he did was create, and I love scavenger hunts, so he created a Monopoly scavenger hunt. So he came by the station, dropped off an envelope, and unbeknownst to me, he flew to Chicago at that moment. I'm scurrying around the city, just going from place to place. I walk into our Emory, where that's my alma mater. That's where we met. Somehow he arranged the mascot, which is run by students, and it was in the summer, to show up. So I walk in and I'm like, I'd like to buy something with my Cassopoly dollars, which he had custom printed for me, like actual Monopoly money that said Cassopoly. And Dooley, the skeleton mascot, came out, and we went, like, my first date, where we used to go grocery shopping for wine and cheese, where we lived, all these cute places. And at the last stop, which I remember was King of Pops on the Beltline, because we would go there with our dogs and grab a popsicle and walk the Beltline. It was an envelope. So he's talked to the staff at all these places, because it's staff members handing me this stuff. I had a plane ticket to Chicago. He had already booked the flight. He had already packed for me and brought a suitcase. All I had to do was get on the airport. I walked straight on first class seat and flew to Chicago, then took the train to stop near a hotel, because of course Monopoly trains are a big part of it. And it was the Virgin Chicago Hotel, and I distinctly remember a white hallway. There were like white dog statues and a bright red door at the very end, and I walked down it and I opened the door. I'm an idiot. He knows I love social, so I'm like filming everything, and I open the door. I'm like, ah! And I look at him finally, and he's like on one knee. Like, he opens the door and he's on a knee, and I'm like, oh God, I gotta put this away.
This is the moment.
It's happening. And it was this gorgeous corner suite at the Virgin Hotel in Chicago with these stunning views, and he proposed there.
It's like 13 steps to that whole thing.
That's so beautiful.
But I did wait for like over a decade, okay? So it was like one step for every year.
Fair. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is where E-Buzz starts to get a little bit graphic, because there's this story with Tory Lanez where he was stabbed while he was in prison. He's currently serving a 10-year sentence for stabbing Megan Thee Stallion. So I'm going to give you the heads up here that this is some pretty graphic information. So a post on Tory Lanez's Instagram says that he was stabbed 14 times in the back, in the torso, the back of the head, the left side of his face. It also is claiming that both of his lungs collapsed, and he's currently on a breathing machine. Now, the statement does say, and this is pretty surprising, that he's breathing on his own now and is in good spirits despite all of the pain, because obviously, ow, that sounds like it hurts. So,
which one of them sounds like it hurts to
probably
you?
Probably the left side of my face. Like, I mean, because then you're thinking about, how do I look? So not only does this hurt, but now I'm going to get, like, stitches on my face.
Yeah, it's the aesthetic part that would bother. Yeah, it's not the lungs that any breath you take hurts. It's not that one.
No, they'll figure out the lung situation. I only got one face. But you can replace the lungs.
You got two lungs.
Yeah, so
two lungs, one face. I understand.
Yep, exactly. So he's currently in critical condition, obviously, because of getting stabbed 14 times. So prayers out for Tory Lanez. But a lot of people in the comments were like, you know what? No matter what he did to Megan, he doesn't deserve this.
Yeah, I mean, I still stand on not being there for that Megan situation. I don't know what happened, but the man, if he did do that, he's obviously serving his time. I hate to see that anybody go through that. That's a lot. That's rough. I think it's odd in the reports that they're saying his lungs collapsed, but then now he's talking normally so quickly. But if that is the case, that's good. I'm glad he's recovering. But it goes to show you these things happen in prison all the time. And obviously, we're talking about it because he's famous. But it's jail is not a place to be.
And I'm assuming
that's good advice. Yeah. That's good insight.
Not a place
there.
To go.
It's not Disney World by any means.
The more you know. I'm assuming they're obviously doing an internal investigation at the prison to figure out, you know, like obviously they. Hopefully they know who did it, but getting behind the why of why the person decided to go after him the way they did.
If you're Meg Thee Stallion and you know this just happened to him, how do you feel about it? Like, this happened to you and that's why he's in jail for a long time. But are you also like, man, I was glad he's in jail, but this is a lot. Or are you like, well, he deserves it. He put himself there.
I would feel bad.
I would think she feels bad because when the incident first happened, I remember her saying initially that she didn't want to talk about it because she didn't want to put a black man in prison. So I think there's a piece of her that even though like she feels like he deserves to be there, probably didn't want this to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's tragic no matter what. I mean, he's still a human being despite like whatever did or did not happen. So hopefully he recovers okay and hopefully they get to the bottom of whoever did this to him in prison. All right, did Lil Wayne, did he kick his girlfriend and her daughter on the curb on Mother's Day? Well, that is exactly what Denise Bedeau is saying on social media. She got on Instagram and posted this very long video saying that he broke up with her on Mother's Day and made her move out despite the fact that 5 weeks ago she got surgery, allegedly. Apparently it was a mommy makeover, so she can't even like lift stuff. And she is saying that not only did he kick her to the curb, but he also was a really abusive partner to her. So I'm going to play the clip for you for what she said on social media. This is your content warning that this does involve some pretty graphic content involving domestic violence. So here is what Lil Wayne's now ex-girlfriend is saying about him splitting up with her.
Like, you literally flew me, uprooted me from New York City where I was living, and brought me here for this bullshit. Like, that's crazy, you guys. Like, these men really be taking advantage. And it's not just the emotional abuse. Like, this man has actually laid a hand on me. Like, took it. You know what's crazy is they always say like we're so stupid for love, and I thought it was like a mistake, but like I know other women he's put his hands on, and it's okay. We're about to go back to the house that we live in together with my daughter, and we're gonna see what really goes down, because this is absolutely crazy and a new low even for him.
You want to believe there's, you know, two sides to every story, but that is rather diabolical to do that on Mother's Day. Like, that is very pointed, and that is trying to make a point.
For sure. I pray the abuse part is not true. I can't speak to that at all. As far as him putting them out on Mother's Day, I think we should normalize doing research on the rappers that you are dating, because he has a song called Comfortable with Babyface where he specifically says, if you're feeling irreplaceable like Beyonce, I will put you out on your birthday.
Oh, really?
He literally said that in the record. So, I mean, it tracks.
Yeah, and in the video, her daughter said that her birthday is next weekend, and apparently the now ex-girlfriend believes that two more women are being flown out immediately to his place. So, I mean, she definitely has some really ill feelings towards Lil Wayne, as you should if, you know, you get broken up with on Mother's Day. All right, Diddy's trial is just getting started, and journalists are already puzzled by a hand motion he made in court towards his family. We'll try and decode it on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.